It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Money for Lunch. Always, always good to have you here. My guest today is a gentleman who has a company called CashOrTrade.org, CashOrTrade.org, and it's kind of a neat program that they do, so I'm excited to have him on here. Also has like a movie star name, Brando Rich. I mean, it's just like perfect, right? Anyway, so real quick, before we get started, let's have the quote of the day. And I don't see the quote of the day on my teleprompter. So looking for the quote of the day, Gary, where is that at? All right, here we go. Quote of the day. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and guts between dreams and success. That quote is by Bear Bryant. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and guts between dreams and success. Thank you, Gary, for setting that up for me. Anyway, that quote again is attributed to Bear Bryant. So let's get the party started. Let's dive into CashOrTrade.org. Like I said, Brando Rich is the CEO of CashOrTrade.org. Brando Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Bert. Thanks for having me.
All right, you bet. I'm excited to have you here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get to be the CEO of CashOrTrade.org? Kind of give us a little, Reader's Digest version of your background and how you got to where you're at.
Sure. So let's see. My brother and I started seeing music like way back when I was 14, saw my first Dead show, saw my first Fish show. So I got started off seeing music in sort of the jam band era. And then after college, being up here in northern Vermont, I dove into computers and started making websites. And next thing I knew, I was a web designer. And after about 15, 17 years or so of designing websites, my brother and I did this together. We had a company. And having been live music fans for so long, we realized that there was a major need in the industry to help fans obtain tickets at face value and avoid scalping. Basically, we saw Fish for many years, a little under 200 shows at the time, and they went on hiatus for 5 years. And when they came back in 2009, we saw tickets being listed for $2,000 a piece.
Wow.
And yes, it was kind of like a slap in the face. And yeah, we were sort of like, what had happened here? Like, what had changed? And the more we looked into it, we realized that sites like StubHub started in 2004. Facebook started in 2004. The internet was really just beginning to take off at that time. And 5 years down the road, what we realized was the ticket industry had changed. It was no longer standing in line at the brick and mortar box office, but now it was all online. And what that allowed for was the average broker to become very sophisticated. Now they're armed with high-tech hacking programs called scalper bots that basically buy up all the tickets before fans have a chance and relist them on secondary marketplaces.
I did not know that was a thing. So there's really a program out there who will go to Ticketmasters and just start buying tickets and then immediately relist them someplace else.
Yeah. So they're called bot programs. And, you know, they have been known, like the Attorney General of New York did a huge investigation on this, and they came up with some companies requesting up to 200,000 tickets in a day. And, so they buy them all up, and they turn to the secondary marketplaces, and they sell them for sometimes up to five times the original price. And these marketplaces also have fees from 25 to 35%. Even to sell your tickets, it's 15% often. It's really kind of destroyed what the entertainment industry set out to do.
Right.
It's so funny.
What's so interesting, I was just watching Jim Gaffigan on Netflix. And it's so funny that you should be on the show, because he says on his show, he says, hey, thanks for everybody being here. I know that some of you guys, you know, paid like $40 or $50 to be here. Of course, after the fees, it's like $200. Fees can get out of hand.
Yeah, they can. Especially on the secondary market, because you know, not only are the tickets marked up, but then the fees are quite exorbitant. So, you know, by the time you end up buying the ticket, you're really coming out at hundreds of dollars above what they originally went for on a primary market sale. So, you know, it hurts the fans, but it also hurts the venue. Also, are often brokers buy up so many tickets that they end up selling the best seats, and then some of the worst seats they just kind of dump because they already made their money.
Right.
So sometimes you'll see a sold out show with like empty seats. Which obviously isn't great for the artists. It's not great for the venue. They lose on concessions, beer sales. So it's become quite a mess. And the secondary market sites have created a massive inflation. Very speculative, too, because they'll often list tickets as soon as they go on sale on the secondary sites for very high prices to encourage other people to be like, oh, or other brokers to be like, oh, I can get this, too. Artificially inflates the market, and the artists don't gain from this at all, and it's kind of become a corrupt situation, and I guess the online marketplace has just created for this. I mean, brokers are only, they're just doing their job, but they're allowed to, use these programs to some degree. President Obama did sign the Bots Act, banning bot programs in the United States. But, they often run overseas, and there's no regulatory agency set up to catch them.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you catch a bot? I mean, even if it's running here in the U.S., I mean, who's going to stop it? It's great that somebody signed a regulation against it, but how do you enforce it, right?
Yeah, it's another level because it's high tech, IP routers, VPNs, the whole thing. It gets to be really difficult to track down. There's everything from just pricing software that looks throughout the internet and finds what tickets are being priced at and helped alert a broker of the highest possible price that they could potentially get if they list it. You know, so it's just, it's not, like I said, it's not that brick and mortar box office where somebody might be standing in front of you in line, you know, where like people used to set up their tent and camp out overnight, you know, to get tickets to a hot show.
Right.
So, you know, in 2009, just about 10 years ago, my brother and I, being web designers, pulled together this site, cashortrade.org, where we created a space for real fans to come together and list their tickets at face value. They can not only buy and sell, but unlike any other site, they can actually post a trade. Like a Friday ticket for a Saturday.
Yeah, I love that idea of being able to trade. Now, can I trade, let's say, can you do trades, for example, I don't know, can I trade you my my widget for your tickets? Is it that kind of trade or just trade dates?
So we do love creative trades. I think it's kind of fun to have people maybe find something of value that another fan might want. So creating like a historic poster for a ticket.
Right.
Can happen on Cash or Trade. Mostly it's like music memorabilia for tickets. But aside from that, it's mostly ticket for ticket. So it's often like a Friday for a Saturday. Or it could even be, you know, I have a Bruce Springsteen ticket for a Dave Matthews ticket.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks.
So, real quick, when did you guys officially launch cashortrade.org?
So we initially launched it in February of 2009. And that was before Fish came back on hiatus. And in May, we went on tour with the band and we set up a tent, an easy up, in the parking lot and hung a banner and a bulletin board and created a space for people to literally write down a trade on a piece of paper and stick it on a bulletin board. Yeah.
Old tech.
And we still do this today. We still do this today because it's fun. We don't hit as many shows as we used to. You know, fans really loved it. It created a safe place to come together and meet up at the parking lot to make like a last minute trade or to meet somebody to buy and sell a ticket. We called that our low-tech version.
Right.
But we promoted the website and the app. You know, it's come a long way in the past 10 years. What started off as just a fun hobby to help fans has grown. And 2 years ago, I turned full-time to it because we had over 100,000 users. And now we're nearing a little under 200,000. And
nice.
Just to give an idea of some of the growth, last month, June, 6,200 new users signed up.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're excited. You know, like I said, I turned full time and we raised some investment capital. So we closed our first seed round of $400,000, and we've hired out our developer team and our marketing team, and we're taking a real swing at this to make Cash or Trade become a viable alternative in the industry.
So okay, so let me ask you this: to make it a viable alternative, it's really a matter of getting enough users, right? So do you have a user number in mind? What would you consider viable when you have 500,000 users, 1 million users, 10 million users, anything like that come to mind?
I honestly don't necessarily feel like the number of users has to do with the viability. I think more the platform itself. Sure, we hope to get millions of users. Right now, we have members from every state in the nation and from 20 countries.
Wow.
But more, I mean, a viable app and platform that allows people to transact safely and gain protection. So last month, we launched our first Traders Protection Service, which fully protects all payments through the platform with 100% money-back guarantee.
Wow.
Our pricing is different than most. We offer a membership. So if you're a gold member, you get premium features on the site. Like you can get alerted the second a ticket is posted that you're looking for with like a push notification. But you also only pay what you would pay if you were using, say, PayPal. Basically, the cost of a credit card transaction on the internet is about 3%
right.
Credit card fees. So if you're a gold member, we're keeping it at cost, just that 3% to purchase tickets instead of the 25% to 35% of these other ticket platforms.
Man. Okay. So let's talk about your business model. Do you guys make a transaction fee? Let's say I buy a $100 ticket. Let's say, and again, the face value of that ticket's $100. Are you guys making just the 3% of the transaction fee, or how do you guys monetize the site? I know you mentioned there's membership levels. And so besides the membership levels, is there what other ways are you guys monetizing that site?
Okay. So for right now, as a gold member for $25 a year, you have, you know, the gold membership lasts a year long, and it provides you that ability to purchase at cost. So you will only pay the 3% in the credit card fees across the board for as many transactions that you make as a gold member. That renews yearly, and obviously you can manage your subscription and cancel at any time. If you are not a gold member, then it's a 10% transaction fee. So it's still a lot less than the competitors. But we really want to see people become, join the face value movement. Our goal is to build a movement to change the industry. So in a lot of cases, it makes sense for a user to just become a gold member and save
right.
the money. And then that way we feel that they're a little bit more invested in the platform and being part of a community to do good for one another and continue its progress. I should mention I should just mention it is free to sell on Cash or Trade. Most ticket platforms charge 15% and above to sell a ticket. So even if you want to get your money back, you often need to ask above face value just to cover the fee.
Right.
But a Cash or Trade is completely free to sell a ticket.
I love it. I love it. And so I'm on the site, and you guys can search by keywords, by locations. There's just a whole string of search options. I think it's kind of like, as you said, a movement, a community of people who quite frankly, don't want to get ripped off by these other companies, and at the same time, don't want anybody else to get ripped off, right? So you're offering your tickets at face value. I love that idea. And what's interesting to me is I didn't even think about the whole, broker or scalpers that are out there who take advantage of people. I didn't realize about the bots and stuff like that. You know, I've done a lot of barter in my life, and sometimes barter or trade, people get a little crazy with the value, right? Hey, I got a couple $100 worth of tickets, but I want $400 in trade value for them or something like that. And that's kind of what caught my attention. But I love the fact that really it's you're trying to make a community of people who are going to play and treat each other fairly.
Exactly. I think we found that, you know, just over the years doing this, that there's statistics show that 2/3 of the people who buy tickets are just average fans. They're like you or I, and, you know, you buy the ticket months ahead of time and you're just really excited to go.
Right.
And then, like, you know, your wife's friend has a wedding that you forgot about. You know, and
right,
you're like,
right.
Oh, you're super bummed that you can't go, but you got these great tickets, and really, you just need to get your money back. You're sitting on like $600 in tickets, and now the event's a couple weeks away, and you're just like, man, like, I could play businessman, I could hop on these other sites. I'm already going to get charged 15% right away, so I got to mark my tickets up. They're hard tickets. They're, you know, they might be paper tickets. So I need to allow myself 3 to 4 days to mail these. I list them for a high price, but they don't seem to be selling because I'm competing against like thousands of sophisticated brokers. And, now the show's a week away, you know? And I'm really just like, all right, dude, like, I just want my money back. Like, you know, here's a guy on Cash or Trade who has astounding reviews. I get to see his face, the photos he uploads, a profile description about himself. I can see the people he's interacted with. I can see the friends he has on the platform. You know what? This guy's going to give me my face value cost. I'm going to get a good review, and I'm going to leave him a good review. So next time I'm on the site, that I have good credibility, and someone will want to do the same for me. And that's what it is. And we find that 2/3 of the people in the marketplace are those people who aren't concerned about making the extra $50 to $100 after playing businessman for 2 weeks and taking a risk of losing all their money because they didn't sell.
Right.
And, you know, what we saw was a lot of people post to social media, you know, saying,
yeah.
Hey, friends, I got this extra. Is anyone there? But we've seen that, like, social media is not the proper place. It's, you know, it doesn't speak tickets. There's no, like, real way to search. There's no proper transaction or protection that's happening. And there's no way to gain any credibility for it. So this is why we created Cash or Trade.
Well, and the real issue, I think, with social media is that, first of all, you're limited, right? I mean, the great thing about cashortrade.org is that it's a community of people who are interested in buying and selling tickets. So why not go there? Because could you sell your tickets on social media? Yes, maybe. But social media is constantly changing. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, everybody was on Facebook. Well, now not as many people are going to Facebook. You know, for instance, I have my wife and I have 5 kids. So for the most part, all of our kids, and they range from the age of 18 all the way to 30, have stopped using Facebook. They post every now and then, especially the older kids, but the newer, the younger kids, they don't do anything
on
Facebook at all.
They're not using Facebook anymore.
Yeah,
the younger generation. Yeah, they're using different apps.
It's a younger generation. They're They're doing different stuff. A lot of them. But bottom line is, what I like about CashorTrade.org is, first of all, you guys are trying to make it as safe as possible. Number one. Number two, it's you are fishing where the fish are at, for lack of better terms. You're going where the money's at. Hey, I'm going to go to a site that is safe, that is trying to be fair, and I'm not going to be gouged to sell my tickets. I'm not going to be gouged to buy a ticket. It's a no-brainer for people who are looking to buy and sell tickets. That's it.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. You know, what's funny is, I mean, I guess when we built it, we, you know, at the time, we were like, what are the three biggest sites? And we were like, eBay, Craigslist, and Facebook. So we were like, let's mash these together. So when you go on Cash or Trade, you see chronological listings. And we got that from Craigslist.
Mm.
But every user has a profile where you can have friends and photos and information about yourself. So we got that from Facebook. And the review, the ability to gain reviews, and the checkout process we got from eBay. And so we mashed this together, we threw it up, and, you know, our head was in tickets. And the more we started hearing from our users, we realized that, in a way, it is a social network.
Yeah.
Almost all ticket sites, they're sort of built the same way. They hide the seller's identity. So there's like this lack of transparency. And it helps the seller like feel okay about charging a high price and ripping you off, because you don't know who I am and you're not going to know who I am, kind of thing. So you never know like who or where your ticket is coming from and whether it's going to be valid or not. And I think what we realized was, because you go on Cash Trade, every user has a face and a full profile, that you begin to get to know them. And we've watched people make friends. You know, they meet up at the show, they have a beer at set break, they friend each other on the platform, and they end up trading for years to come.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's fantastic. I just posted something on Facebook, speaking of Facebook, and I'm going to share it on Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn as well, because I think it's such a smart idea. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. And certainly would love to see the site get bigger and bigger, because if all of a sudden you do have a million users, then that gives me more selection, and maybe some of those users are closer by, and just, you know, it's just kind of like that Craigslist thing, right? You get to deal with somebody local, and I love the idea that, you know, there's profiles there, there's pictures, and you're absolutely right. The last time I bought tickets online, it was very weird the way the whole transaction went down. So, and I remember buying the ticket, you know, so we paid for the tickets, and we didn't even get an email for like, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 minutes. And we finally got a confirmation email, and come to find out that the reason it takes that long is because sometimes they will sell you tickets that they don't even have. And then once you buy them, they will go and find them. And that's why the confirmation takes so long. And, and then the other thing is, they wouldn't deliver the tickets. These were digital tickets, and they would and they said, hey, we deliver them, you know, 24 hours before the show, which I thought was also a terrible way of doing business. I want, you know, I just paid you my money. I want my tickets now. What's this weird thing about waiting before the show? And anyway, so I love this idea of cashortrade.org. And Brando, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. We're out of time, but I want to wish cashortrade.org the best of success and maybe get you Thanks. Back here next year and get an update on the growth.
Awesome. Yeah, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Good stuff there from Brando Rich. The company, again, is cashortrade.org. Hey, do me a favor. Let's share this episode with everybody you know. Let's help as many people as we can to trade or cash.org their tickets, right? To not get ripped off, to be able to pay face value for the tickets. That's a, man, what a classic idea that is. What a no-brainer, but it's hard to do. Anyway, my friends, thank you so much for helping us out. Thank you so much for listening to our show, and thank you so much for being here. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.